the good energy doctor and the Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I'm Dr. Hannah Klein, and I'm your host. Let's explore together how to live a life where we feel good, happy, and grateful pretty much all the time, and explore together how to get to that place and the things inside of you that need to change for that to happen. What you think and how you feel attracts to you. It is time to leave the reality that you might live in, where there is never enough money and resources, or where you disrespect your body's needs, have superficial relationships, bad health, and despair and anger for the state of humanity and the world. You want to truly live with joy and purpose. Life is a gift. Live it. Being happy and staying in that good, wonderful place is so important for all of our well-being as a human being. Because the happiness, the contentment, the joy comes from the inside, and you have moved yourself and all your good hormones into this place where having any of those bad thoughts and panicky feelings are not coming on very easy. Because that means the body has to switch to a different hormone system. So is it anything that could be bad about staying in the joyful place? You know, I don't see it at all. Of course, every now and then, we will be faced with a specific challenge. A car almost runs over us, and we need to jerk back. And after that microsecond, it is time to immediately go to, thank you. I was saved. My life was saved. Here I am. So staying in that happy space is the best for all of your life, for every aspect of your life. Also, especially, of course, when it comes to your relationships. Nowadays, what do we have? We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter X, we have all these platforms, we have TikTok, we have all these Snapchat, these ways to connect with other people. But you know what? We don't really connect. It is a superficial connection. It looks like, look at me, see me, validate me. But it's not really all about giving of yourself to be a good friend for others. But the truth is, in the latest studies that have come out in relatively recent years, actually, it has been proven that it is not about what you eat. It is not about what you, how you sleep and how much exercise you do that will, in the end, determine how long and how satisfied you are with your life. It is all about your human connections. Isn't that fascinating? You know, they've had a study going for almost 100 years, or maybe now by now even over 100 years, that started with students from Harvard University in the 1920s, and also people from the more disadvantaged neighborhoods of Boston, which is the city where Harvard is in. And then they have followed these people and their families and their children and their grandchildren, etc., until today. And the body of evidence is just amazing. of these clearly definingly different groups, of some being very privileged seemingly starting at Harvard and some coming from very challenging backgrounds, what made their life blossom? It was really about connections. So I invite you to focus more of your time and more of your efforts on the human connections. And those are in every aspect of your life. Just walk out the door and go into the grocery store. There you see maybe your neighbors. You see the one who works at the cash register. You can smile. You can interact. You can be part of society. You walk down the street. You can be interactive with people in a soft and loving way. And so on throughout the day. Know that these connections with human beings are the most important things. And as I've talked about in other episodes, if you are focusing very much on yourself, your ego window, the kind of glass ball I describe as you living in, where the ego is the glass, and it gets darker and darker and darker the more you focus on yourself. And those things can be both what we could call healthy focus on yourself and not so healthy focus on the self. Well, healthy focus on yourself is what seems to be natural. You fall and hurt your knee and you focus on fixing that, going to the doctor, all these things. Or not so healthy focus on yourself, which can be even very bad self-talk. I'm useless. I can do nothing right. I'm hopeless. I'm always late. There's nobody wants to love me. I'm not lovable. That is really bad ego talk. But all of it is centered around you, which means that those windows are getting darker and darker, and you cannot really reach out to other people. You don't feel them the same way because your souls cannot connect because you're not shining out. So what you want is to be more and more giving and more open to other people and what's beyond you. So, how do you create friends then? If you don't have a lot of connections now, where do you start? I think the healthiest way to do is to start with your family. Start calling your parents. Start interacting with your siblings. Start interacting with your bigger family, cousins, others that you had relationship with when you were little. Check in on them. How are you doing? Maybe we can go for a coffee or do something together. But offer something that you think will benefit them. In all relationships, it's all about you opening up to give and improve and facilitate good to come into someone else's life. That's how you build healthy connections. These people will not take advantage of you. These people will not be more enemies than friends. And if you notice that someone that you have started to form connections with and become really close with are really treating you in a not good way, maybe ignoring you when you see them in some other setting, which is not where you usually meet, or just saying things that really are kind of hurtful. If this is a real friend, you go up to them and you tell them, "That was hurtful to me. Please don't do it again." You have a straight relationship with them. You don't hide. You don't avoid. You don't try to push things under the carpet. because that's not how real friendships are formed. Real friendships is a care of both sides for each other. Now, in the beginning, there might be not so many signs that this is really a relationship that goes both ways. You are more the one pursuing getting to know this person. But slowly, slowly, you will open up more. And even if it turns out that this person is not really someone who should be in your life at this moment, you have benefited from these connections. You have benefited from being a human to another human. So, how do you really make friends? Look for something that you can contribute good to someone. And don't just meet them on Facebook or Instagram. No, suggest to do something. Engage yourself in real activities. Volunteer in some organization. Some people cannot imagine themselves going to visit people in the retirement home, for example, or going to the hospital and visit children in the children's clinic. It's okay. You don't have to be that person, but maybe you can help someone farming. Maybe you can help your neighbor pick fruit from his tree. Maybe you can sing for someone. Make fun for some group somewhere that needs something joyful and wonderful. How can you contribute? That is always the question, because that is the purpose of life. We want to contribute. And when we have contributed, even in the smallest way, to just smile at a human being and make them smile back, look them straight in the eye, and make them see that you see them. Each one of us, every single human being, is important. We are here for a reason. That reason is not one. It is a constantly evolving possibility to contribute. Let's be those amazing people that really contribute to the beauty, to the strength, to the amazingness of humanity and this world. I want you to think that you can do something today to change your life for the better. It's about lifting your vibration to a higher vibration where joy and love and gratitude live. And try to implement it in your life. So take some of these thoughts and advice that I have given you today and practice.